Raising the Roof for Debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The federal government has been spending a lot of money lately, money it doesn't necessarily always have. Now, there's a limit to how much the government can borrow. It's called the national debt limit, and apparently we're getting pretty close to it. So the White House is asking Congress to raise that limit. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports.
$12 trillion sounds like a lot of cash. That's the government's current debt limit. But the White House wants as much as $1.5 trillion more, according to Bloomberg. Burton Malkiel is a Princeton economist. He says Congress has no choice. It has to raise the debt limit.
You can't, on the one hand, vote a stimulus package that will tend to increase the deficit and then say the government can't borrow the money to pay for it.
Congress has already hiked the limit 3 times in the past 2 years. If Congress approves another increase, it'll take the government through the 2010 midterm congressional elections. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The Commerce Department reports this morning that our trade deficit grew more than expected in September, up more than 18% to $36.5 billion. That's the largest deficit since January. Mark Vittner is an economist with Wells Fargo Security in Charlotte. He says it's not as bad as it looks.
We sold a lot of Toyotas, the cash for clunkers, and so now we have to replace them. And we've also seen car production pick up, and we import a lot of parts from Canada. So that accounted for a good part of the widening in the trade gap.
Vintner predicts the trade deficit will drop soon because the dollar is so weak right now, U.S. goods are cheap for overseas buyers. And the markets are feeling good this Friday morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.8% to 10,278. The NASDAQ up 0.6% to 2162. The S&P 500 up 0.2% to 1094. JCPenney had a rough quarter, but it raised its earnings outlook for the year. The retailer said sales are solid and it's not having to do those deep discounts it did last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. American Public Media presents Workplace U, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
The magazine industry has been pretty hard hit this year. Gourmet, Cookie, Modern Bride, all periodical history. But it's not all doom and gloom. A new magazine debuts this weekend. It's called Scrubs, and it's aimed at nurses. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Fed up of seeing your makeup wear off during a 12-hour shift? That's just one of the topics the first issue of Scrubs will tackle. The magazine also has money, career, and relationship advice. Hint, if you're dating a doctor, don't carry on like the characters on Grey's Anatomy. Publisher Mike Singer says the U.S. has 3 million nurses.
And the nursing field is growing very quickly. It's really America's largest growing profession. So nurses are affluent, they're great consumers themselves, but more important than that, they're persuasive product advocates.
He says when trusted nurses talk up a product, their patients are likely to try it too. That's great news for advertisers. The first issue has ads for nutritional supplements, job sites, and fashion brands like Baby Fat. It makes Scrubs for the style-conscious nurse. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Some good news out of Europe this morning. The Eurozone is officially out of recession. Germany, France, and Italy all reported growth in their gross domestic products. The three countries make up about 2/3 of Europe's economy. The GDP is generally considered the indicator of economic growth. We got good GDP news here in this country last month. So are we all on the road to recovery? Thought we'd run that by economist Andrew Hilton in London. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, positive GDP growth in Germany, France, and Italy, and Is the recession officially over?
Well, the recession is officially over, but I don't think one should get too excited about it.
What is fueling the gains that we're seeing now? It sounds like you think they're a little bit fragile, but what's fueling them at the moment?
Well, in Europe, I think that one of the things that is working is the export sector. French exports are strong, German exports are strong. But unfortunately, this is threatened by the strength of the euro, particularly the strength of the euro against the dollar.
One thing that they were saying a lot about the GDP growth in this country was that a lot of it was artificial, that a lot of it was sort of dependent on the money that the government had pumped into the economy. Is that true in Europe as well?
It is indeed. In Europe, in continental Europe, in the Eurozone, the European Central Bank is also pumping unprecedented amounts of money into the economy. Some of it sticks. Much of it is wasted. I'm a skeptic about aggressive monetary easing, but inevitably some of this money will stick. However, the easing at some stage is going to have to be reversed, and that's going to be a problem for the economies around the world.
Apparently, the GDP numbers are not impressing you this morning. What will it take for you to think that the recession is indeed ending?
A very bright light in the east and the word of God telling me.
Well, short of divine intervention.
Well, I think not much. I mean, I will remain skeptical at least through the end of 2010, unless there is clear evidence that the banks are starting to do again what banks are supposed to do, which is lend. I think that we have a real problem still in the prime mortgage area, not just in the subprime mortgage area. We have a continuing problem with consumer debt, and the banks are not lending to the smaller industries, really, that are the backbone of the economy on both sides of the Atlantic and where 60% of the jobs are created. Until we can start to create those jobs, I don't see that the recession is over.
Economist Andrew Hilton, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Judge Joseph Wapner redons his robes today to hear a special case in the People's Court. It's in honor of his 90th birthday. Wapner presided over the original courtroom reality show from 1981 to 1993. Wapner also got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.